Today is Wednesday, September 15th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we are going to go ahead and listen to another contest entry. So why don't we go ahead and do that?
Hey, Adam, it's Gar in Denver. I don't think I've ever called your show before, but I wanted to give you a name for your work.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm pausing it. I appreciate first time caller, long time listener, first time caller. Or something like that. Thank you for your call. I'll continue the call now.
Use this name for my place of work, and I call it the insane asylum. Anyway, I'm telling everybody that I'm going to the insane asylum, and they know exactly where I'm going. Hope this wins. Talk to you soon. Bye.
I don't know how to spell asylum. Asylum. I did my best. I'm not going to, nope, it's wrong. I didn't spell it right. Asylum. Oh, it's Asylum. I was close. Anyway, thank you so much for the call and another entry. So we talked about my Monday and Tuesday. Again, you know, we actually started watching MasterChef again because, okay, so I'm going to talk about a show. I think I've talked about it before, but I really think that you guys should give it a chance. So we started another season of MasterChef Australia because we love it. And so season 13 happened, and there are no spoilers because we were watching these in reverse. And when I say reverse, I mean, we started with 11 for whatever reason. And then we're like, oh, this is really good. And so why don't we now watch 10? Well, then why don't we watch 9, etc.? And the problem is, at the beginning of every season, they tend to bring in the winner of the season before. And so we kept getting spoiled. We watched a whole season where we already knew who the winner was going to be. Which to me, it doesn't ruin it because I really enjoy watching them cook and seeing the, you know, the way they cook things and the methods that they use and how pretty they look and artistic and all that kind of stuff. I really enjoy that. But it is nice if I don't know who's going to win, because then you know, oh, well, I know who's going home, you know. And you get down closer to the end and you're like, well, I guess they're not going home because they're the winner, so... But season 13 is the latest season, and so there's no spoiler now. And so we started that again, but we noticed that another one of our favorite reality shows has come back on Netflix. It's called The Circle. And I've talked about it before, so I won't belabor the point, but I really want my listeners to give, if you like reality TV, I think it's really good. So the concept is all of these people go into this apartment. It looks like they have basically bought the entire apartment building. I don't know if they have. I mean, who knows? But they show every episode, they show the outside of this apartment building. And I think it's in that actual apartment building. They could be tricking us, but I believe they did. And no one sees each other. And so the whole point is, they make profiles of themselves, and some of them really are themselves and they're playing themselves, and some of them are catfishing, so they're pretending to be other people. And throughout the competition, they have little games, and they make it's all over like a social media type platform called The Circle. And they'll say, circle, message so-and-so, or they'll have a group chat, but they're all in their own individual little apartments, and they never see each other. They never, for real. They see photos in their profile. But if they're catfishing, they're going to have photos that are completely not them. There are girls that pretend to be guys that pretend to be girls, gay people that pretend to be straight, et cetera, et cetera. And they can pretend to be anything they want to be, or they can just be themselves. But they make alliances. I mean, it's kind of like Big Brother, where they make alliances. They, you know, certain people will like each other. There are even little romances where they flirt with each other and all this kind of stuff. And every episode or every couple of episodes, they have to rank each other. And then the top, it's a little bit different this season, but normally the top two get to select who is going to be blocked from the circle. And so they have to communicate again. They're not seeing each other, but they decide. And then throughout, you know, they'll do things where they bring in new contestants throughout the season, and they'll throw in special weird stuff. But Mark and I really enjoy this show. It's, you know, it doesn't seem to have the same problems about like Big Brother, where, you know, either racism or sexism or anything like that, because people can't really see each other and they don't know if you're really being who you say you are and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. And the host is so Michelle Beyer, I want to say. She is so funny to me. Throughout each episode, she will make little comments, little funny, snarky comments, you know, as they're doing things. Anyway, we really enjoy it. It's on Netflix. There are 3 or 4 seasons now. And you can also find seasons in other countries as well. Although I think the only one that Netflix has is countries that don't speak English. So if you want to have subtitles, that's all right. I think they have France. Anyway, so we really like that show. So that started coming on. And Netflix is now doing this thing that a lot of the other streaming platforms are doing, where they're basically releasing over time. They're not releasing it all at once. And so we've got several different shows going at the moment because we started several shows that do that. So now, I mean, we really enjoy binging things. But a lot of the streaming services have now decided, oh, we're going to piecemeal. We're going to slowly drizzle these things out. And we're watching on Hulu, we're watching 9 Strangers or something like that. We're really enjoying that, and that's not a reality show. That's a comedy dramedy sort of thing. And then it's kind of weird as well. So it's got a drug element and like some weirdness. So I don't know. I don't know what I would call it, but it's a drama of sorts. There's humor in there though, for sure. And then we're also watching. Now I'm going to forget. Oh, we're watching that one that I think Auntie Scott would like. Murders in the Building or something like that. It's a Steve Martin one. But again, that's being released every week. They're releasing another episode. And we caught up. So we're going to be watching those two, plus MasterChef mixed in, plus The Circle. And then, you know, soon, I assume, a lot of our standards will come back. So like Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, the Good Doctor, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So all of that stuff is going to come back soon. And then there are some Food Network shows, like I think Halloween Baking Competition is coming back on. We like that. And there you go. There's the TV update. Let's listen to one more contest entry before we go. So let's have a listen here.
Yeah, you know, good for Baron Frosty. Rah, rah, rah. He's so rich he doesn't want the fucking card. Well, you know what? I want the fucking card. And my melon mart or melon market is a fuck lot funnier than his melon patch. And since he doesn't want the card anyway, fuck him. And I say that with love.
Again, not telling us who you are, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was Auntie Scott. And apparently very affected by the fact that Baron Frosty is way too wealthy to accept the prize. And thinks that he should be invalidated, because I will say this. Young Nicholas sent me some options. He has my phone number because I gave it to him at some point. And he said he didn't want to be entered into the competition. And so I'm going to read these because, well, I need content. But he doesn't want to be entered into the competition. He for whatever reason, he says, I know. And young Nicholas, I'm sorry. I hope you didn't want me to keep this message private. I know if you text message me directly, like, I don't know. Maybe I should keep them private, but I'm not. If you want me to keep them private in the future, just tell me, hey, when I text you, leave it off your show. But these are just entries for a contest. So, and you're not going to go in the contest because it's not a voicemail. He says, I know you want a voice letter for entries, but I don't want to be entered into it. So one option for, he's saying I could call it Coal Mine. Instead of Coal Mine, I could call it Five Star Resort or the Planetarium or the Flea Market. So I don't know. I don't feel like I can choose one of those because, but I appreciate you texting me. Text me anytime you want. And again, I'm low on content, so now I'm reading text messages. The last thing I want to say before I sign off for the day, there has been this whole conversation. I'm not even going to read the conversation on Twitter because it's ridiculous. But there has been this whole conversation on Twitter with Baron Frosty and Fatty and several others talking about my old hands and how Mark is my, you know, my old hand, you know, meter or whatever. He judges my hands. And they posted photos of like gorilla hands and all of this stuff. So if you guys should go over to Twitter and look for that and just see all this nonsense they've been saying. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.